small town in Russia all wondered in dismay why their tzaddik Rebbe had to travel far away. But a neshama beckoned from a distant land. Rebbe, he just couldn't understand. Searching one day on the outskirts of a town, an 8-year-old boy in tattered clothes was what he found. Hamib li lechem lecho ve'eram uvacho serko. His face glowed with such simcha. Rav Leib sensed the holy neshama. Together they walked through the trees to a small, simple home where the boy and his mother lived alone. Your son has divine inspiration to uplift the spirits of our nation. Someday a great leader of our people he's destined to be. Oh please, won't you let him come with me? It's up so magically.
His fame began to spread. People flocked to hear him transform common songs into holy nigunim. He sang in joy and ecstasy, growing up eventually leader of the Kalev dynasty.
The original Kalever Rebbe of sainted memory had an extraordinary ability to transform secular songs into penetrating, meaningful nigunim of the highest sanctity. The best known of these nigunim is Sola Kokoshmar, which is revered by many Jews to this day. In this niggun, the Rebbe allegorically sang of a beautiful bird with a beak of pearl roving in a green forest. The bird represents Moshiach, who is waiting to be welcomed by his nation when the Gullus will end and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt.
Say.